What would you do if you knew today was your last day alive? In Times Square on Deathcast Eve, 18-year-old Orion Pagan stands nervously in the crowd, his failing heart a constant reminder of mortality. Since losing his parents in the 9/11 attacks, Death's shadow has followed him relentlessly. Beside him, though they haven't formally met, stands Valentino Prince, tall, handsome, and newly arrived from Phoenix with modeling dreams and the fresh start that New York promises. As midnight approaches and the revolutionary death prediction service prepares to go live, these strangers exchange nervous glances. The countdown reaches zero and a phone rings. Not Orion's, but Valentino's. He's just received the first ever Deathcast notification in history. Before he can process this devastating news, gunshots tear through the crowd. In that chaotic moment, their fates become irrevocably intertwined, beginning a race against time that will challenge everything they believe about destiny, sacrifice, and the human heart. When Valentino's phone rings at midnight, everything changes. A voice delivers impossible news. Within 24 hours, Valentino will die. As panic erupts in Times Square, a masked gunman aims at Valentino. While crowds scatter, Orion, a complete stranger, rushes forward, knocking Valentino down as the gun fires. This heroic act triggers Orion's heart condition, sending him into cardiac arrest. At Lenox Hill Hospital, their lives become entangled. Orion has survived another episode, but needs a heart transplant and isn't high enough on the waiting list. Valentino, processing his own death sentence, experiences profound clarity. "You're going to live," he tells Orion with quiet certainty. "I'll live until tomorrow," Orion responds wearily. "No, I mean really live. Destiny brought us together for a reason. You don't need the wait list anymore. I'll give you my heart." The offer hangs like a thunderclap. Medical tests confirm they're a perfect match. This extraordinary act raises fundamental questions. Is Valentino accepting predetermined fate or seizing control by choosing how his life ends? Can our essence live on through such profound gifts? Rather than waiting in the hospital, Valentino decides to spend his final hours experiencing life with Orion. They tour New York together, collecting meaningful firsts, his first bodega visit, first authentic sandwich, and first taste of freedom shouting, "I'm fucking free," on a busy street corner. On the High Line, once Death Avenue, but now transformed into something beautiful, much like how Valentino's heart might live on through Orion, their connection deepens. At Ground Zero, where Orion's parents died, Valentino reassures him, "Someone as special as you would never be abandoned," as they share their profound losses. When Deathcast reports a malfunction, their security crumbles. Valentino learns his twin sister Scarlett won't arrive in time to say goodbye. On the Brooklyn Bridge, they carve their names into a bench, Valentino's O flowing into Orion's like passing on his heart. When Orion confesses his fear of dying unloved, their first kiss becomes a tender promise of what might have been. Behind Deathcast's sleek facade lies a complex web of human stories. In downtown Manhattan, founder Joaquin Rosa makes the first ever call to Valentino with mixed emotions. Despite requiring constant security due to death threats, Joaquin remains convinced he's fundamentally changing life itself. The mystery of Deathcast's prediction methodology has sparked worldwide speculation. Theories range from psychics with futuristic crystal balls to quantum computers processing biological data. Joaquin's strict secrecy fuels both fascination and skepticism. Among the 20 carefully vetted heralds is Rolando Rubio, a former school counselor who quits by morning after spending an hour comforting his first decker, an elderly man named Clint. His inability to maintain clinical detachment highlights the system's human toll. Serious problems emerge when 11 deaths occur without notification, forcing Joaquin to address the system flaw publicly. Meanwhile, Valentino's twin sister Scarlett faces her own crisis when her plane is grounded after the pilot receives his end day call. Her desperate attempts to reach New York reveal their profound bond. "If given the choice, I'd always want Scarlett alive and me dead," Valentino thinks. Evening arrives with approval for Valentino's heart donation. While retrieving Scarlett's bedding with Orion, they hear disturbances from landlord Frankie Dario's apartment. When screams erupt, Valentino rushes upstairs despite Orion's caution. He finds Frankie beating Rolando while Gloria lies injured. When young Paz pleads for help, Valentino intervenes, pulling Frankie away. The situation escalates violently. Frankie strikes Valentino repeatedly with a chair leg before kicking him down the stairs. As he falls, Valentino grabs Orion instead of the banister, taking the full impact. In a shocking turn, 7-year-old Paz shoots his father to protect his mother, becoming the 12th Decker death cast missed. Though Valentino survives the fall, he suffers fatal brain injuries. Despite his grief, Orion accepts Valentino's heart, fulfilling both their wishes. After a final goodbye, the surgery succeeds. Orion receives new life while Valentino passes at 9:11 p.m., poignantly echoing the 9/11 deaths of Orion's parents. Days after surgery, Orion recovers with Valentino's heart beating in his chest. While the transplant fixes his physical condition, he notes that medications don't do shit about heartbreak, not even when they've put my boyfriend's heart inside me. When Scarlett arrives from Chicago, her visit becomes a profound moment of shared grief and healing. Though struggling with her own loss, she thanks Orion for giving Valentino a joy-filled final day. She presents him with a photo album of their romance and reveals Valentino recorded a private message for him. At this news, his transplanted heart responds with a surge of emotion that monitors instantly detect. Inspired by Valentino's story, Orion's friend Dalma creates the Last Friend app to ensure no Decker faces their end day alone, transforming a lonely countdown into an opportunity for meaningful connection. DeathCast emerges stronger from these events. Airlines implement systems around pilot clearances, while medical communities update organ donation protocols for Deckers. Though millions still have reservations, its global expansion continues, positioning it as a tool for enriching lives rather than merely predicting their end. What makes a life complete? Through Valentino and Orion's extraordinary day together, we discover that knowing death's timing doesn't diminish life's meaning, it intensifies it. Their story challenges us. Are we waiting too long to express our feelings? Are we postponing joy for some uncertain future? In a world obsessed with extending life, perhaps what matters most is not how long we live, but how deeply we connect with others during our time. Valentino's heart continues beating in Orion's chest, a reminder that love transcends even death's finality. When faced with our inevitable end, the question isn't whether we'll die, but how we'll live until that moment. Will we hide from our mortality, or will we, like Valentino and Orion, find courage to embrace each precious moment? Their story reminds us that even in our darkest hours, we can choose to live with extraordinary purpose and love, creating legacies that continue long after our hearts beat their final rhythm.